We kick off hour number two of the program. Some college football to get into. You know, this NIL thing has it's been pretty nuts. Probably really bad for the game. I mean, it'd be better if they had just a nice, perfect plan for how everybody could, all the players could get perfectly, you know, fair piece of the pie. But no one did that. It made it chaos. It is good for Sports Talk Radio, though.
I was going to say, man, you know, there's certain times when you're just gifted a topic that it has a long burn. NIL has been that long burn.
It ain't going out anytime soon either.
It's glowing off in the distance, and the glow is getting more and more bright.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Saban can't help himself. What a hypocrite. Are we surprised? Like, anytime he's at a disadvantage, he just complains about the thing a lot. And then, this is the worry, though, that he'll figure it out and be the best at it in no time. But so far,
This one might break him. He might just be done.
Pull a Jay Wright.
It'd be an easy, he's done it all. Like, it'd be an easy way to. That's but I don't know. Maybe you're right, Chris, because wouldn't it, if he was going to pull a Jay Wright, wouldn't he just shut up about it?
Yep.
And like play this season, see how it goes, and then just be like, all right, I'm retiring.
Yep.
Like, so maybe he is going to keep fighting. He doesn't know anything else to do. So maybe,
that's true.
You know, maybe Jay Wright's like, I got a couple hobbies I can get into. Go do some woodworking or whatever, you know, but Nick Saban's like, I don't know what to do. I mean, I ride that boat a couple times a year.
Take
with my
the pontoon.
I eat my little Debbie every morning. And then
two little Debbies and a cup of coffee.
Then I just do football.
And Miss Terry.
Two little Debbies.
Yeah, isn't it two little Debbies and a cup of coffee?
He probably used to be one, but when they cut back on the size, he had to go to two, you know.
The double stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. All right. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team. Made a deal for name, image, and likeness. We didn't buy one player, all right? That's really in there, by the way. But I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it. It's tough.
They're going to ask Jimbo Fisher what he thinks. And you know what I would say if I'm Jimbo Fisher? Absolutely bought every player. They deserve the money. Come on to Texas A&M.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to tell you, Nick. This is the game now.
Saban said Alabama players last year made $3 million, quote, doing it the right way.
No! Bryce Young he bragged about him having $1 million. He hadn't even played a snap yet.
Yeah.
That's doing it the right way.
Saban said only 25 of his players were able to leverage NIL opportunities last year. Why would you say that?
Yeah.
Why would you say that? So let's see. Lane Kiffin went at Texas A&M. Now we've got Saban going just directly across the bow. Earlier, Jimbo responded, I believe this was in response to Lane Kiffin when he called he said that the rumors being circulated by coaches were clown acts. I guess he's calling the coaches clowns and irresponsible as hell. Jimbo, just lean into it, man. Like, we all know you did it. Like, it's okay. It's fine. Like, you absolutely 100% did buy probably every player in that class.
But under the temporary guidelines of the NCAA, as long as it was all documented correctly, did they do anything wrong? Because that's the question. Saban's implying he did something wrong.
Wrong. No. Well, Saban did go on to say.
I mean, he said we did it the right way. You are literally saying they did it the wrong way. There's there is right and there is wrong. That's the whole point.
Well, but with the the four bullet points, I mean, we really don't know what is and isn't right or wrong. So right. Nick Saban, this is his opinion. He said, this might be my favorite one. The problem with NIL, Saban said, is coaches are trying to create an advantage for themselves. Really?
Yeah.
Coaches
are paid to do? Know what he's paid to do?
Saban said coaches know how much money is available from their school's collective and how much he can promise every player. But that's not what it's supposed to be. That's what it's become. And that's the problem in college athletics right now. Now every player is saying, well, what am I going to get? Saban defended the NCAA and said, we are where we are because of the litigation. They can't enforce their rules state by state, depending on state law. He went on to say, if the NCAA doesn't get some protection from litigation, whether we got to get an antitrust or whatever it is, from a federal government standpoint, this is not going to change because they can't enforce their rules. Like Nate said, talking about Nate Oates, we have a rule right now that says you cannot use name, image, and likeness to entice a player to come to your school. Hell, read about it in the paper. Jackson State paid a guy $1 million last year that was a really good D1 player to go to Jackson State. It was in the paper. They bragged about it. Nobody did anything about it. These guys at Miami that are going to play basketball there for $400,000, it's in the newspaper. The guy tells you how he's doing it. Oh, yeah, and apparently this morning at some point we're going to get the retort from Deion Sanders, who said...
Oh, he tweeted last night.
Well, I know, but he said, stand by. Oh. I'm going to address the lies that Nick Saban told at this... what was this thing he was at? It was like a...
Nick Saban was in front of local business people.
It was like him, Nate Oates, and the radio guy?
I don't know who that other dude was, yeah. Something like that. Well, I mean, Ruiz at Miami has already come out, and he's telling you how he's doing it, and he's saying it's perfectly legal.
Right.
He said they bought the transfer player before he came to Miami. How can you separate that? If they have a deal done, if they're like, hey, we're going to pay you $800,000, you're the top player in the transfer portal, and the kid goes, okay, that's great. I think I'll come to Miami. You guys are cool. Mm-hmm. How can you say that that's done the wrong way? You can't, especially when the guy has athletes. He's paying at Florida International. Ruiz is the smartest guy in the room here. It's not Nick Saban.
No, because Saban's behind. But
Nick Saban's a football coach. He's a millionaire. Ruiz is a business guy. He's a billionaire. Or maybe not a billionaire. But he's got more millions than Nick Saban.
You think so?
Probably.
Okay.
He's paying players $10 million. So I'm assuming his net worth is more than Nick Saban's.
I just can't believe Nick Saban's kind of telling on himself.
He's kind of saying, I'm bad at my job.
he's definitely saying, we're really behind, and yeah, our players don't have as many NIL opportunities.
You best believe I will address that lie. Coach Saban told Tomorrow, I was awakened by my son that sent me the article saying that we paid Travis Hunter Jr. $1 million to play at Jacksonville State. We as a people don't have to pay our people to play with our people. What does that mean?
It's an HBCU. I think he's saying that was the draw, not the money.
I think so. I think that's what he's saying as well.
I also heard there was some rule that there was a deal for Travis Hunter, but technically he can't get paid as a high schooler, so he couldn't get any of that money until they got him on campus. And I think he's on campus now. I could be mistaken.
Well, but
it wasn't Jackson State that paid. I thought the deal was with Barstool, and it was for like 1.5.
Yeah.
That's NIL, Nick. Like, that's what happens. And sorry that one deal for Travis Hunter was half of what your entire team made. Is Alabama poor? Do they not have the big money boosters just ready to buy all the players? Did they waste all their money?
They gave all their money away under the table without telling Nick Saban about it over the last 8 years to dominate college football, and now they're all just like, well.
So Alabama made $3 million last year off NIL.
That's what he says.
Between 25 players.
Jimbo Fisher on February the 2nd, was that signing day?
Right around
it. Was,
it.
Right? Well, I think it was exactly it. He said, this $30 million deal is a joke. It didn't affect recruiting at all. He was denying reports that Texas A&M spent $30 million on their class.
Yeah, see, I don't know why he would deny it. Unless he's saying we didn't spend the money, but money was spent. Money was delivered, money was promised.
That was that whole sliced bread bro Bible thing where they said they've spent $30 million. I think he's right. I think he's just saying, yeah, we set up NIL deals for our player, but they're
we
nowhere,
didn't pay him.
They're nowhere near the amounts that these people are reporting.
Like, yeah, it wasn't 30 million, it was 28.7. Jeez.
But I am a little confused about how can Nico get money up front as a high schooler, but like the Jacksonville State guy
state
can't.
State law. California, you can.
I see.
You can make money early. And I don't remember what state Travis Hunter's from. Was it okay. Texas, maybe? And there's a couple states that are walking that back and saying you initially they were saying you could get paid while in high school, and they've walked it back. I think Ohio and maybe Texas.
Yeah, it's just ever-changing. And I mean,
look at how much the Tennessee state law has changed in the last 6 months.
Hunter's from Georgia.
He's from Georgia. Georgia? Okay, yeah. Georgia.
So he couldn't get paid in the state of Georgia as a high schooler.
But Nico can in California, which is part of the reason the NCAA can't make, you know, laws for everybody, because if you make a law that says you can't pay high school recruits, then anyone in the state of California is going to say, whoa, whoa, whoa,
yeah,
we can,
NCAA.
And we'll see you in court.
Right.
They were just way too late on this.
Nick Saban.
And like everyone keeps saying, I don't know how you put the toothpaste back in the tube at this point.
We didn't buy one player. No, you just told them all what Bryce Young made being the quarterback at Alabama. Like, it's the same thing. If that's all Texas A&M, that's all they're doing, basically.
Is promising him, and then when they get there,
they're not.
I mean,
unless these guys have bags of cash already and you can prove it, I don't know what. I mean, a signed deal saying. What does Nico say? It says he has to play at a university, and it basically says that Spire Sports has the exclusive rights to his name, image, and likeness.
Yeah.
And the elephant in the room that's not – it's just a known elephant. It's not a big deal, really. Everybody knows it, is that he knows that Spire Sports has relationships with Tennessee businesses. They don't have relationships with any other business, so it's really going to hurt his bottom line if for some – let's say Josh Heupel goes – like has a mental breakdown and says he's retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And Nico's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't think I want to go to Tennessee anymore. I'm going to go to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Spire Sports is going to say, all right, it's fine, but like we're not going to be able to get you any money there because we don't know any Ohio State companies.
Right, right.
So that's the quid pro quo, right, is that the team, whatever group you do a deal with, has relationships with a certain team. Like, yeah, John Ruiz, or whatever his name is, he has relationships in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to sign an NIL player that's going to play at Wisconsin.
Right.
Because he doesn't know the businesses in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's the only loophole that there really is here, and it's a legal loophole. Like, it is, just is. The players are going to go where they can get the most money. And it's not given to them really up front, so it's not buying players. I know it seems like it is to Nick Saban, but he's the one that's dense here and doesn't understand.
He might be right if it's about it not being a sustainable model. He might be right on that.
Oh, I'm sure he's right on that. It's got to change in some way.
Well, we've said since the beginning, the market initially is going to be outrageous, which it is, and it'll slowly over time correct itself. But the guy, like the Ruiz guy, saying, like, you know, I run the numbers. Here's what I feel comfortable paying out now, $400,000 to Nigel Pack, whatever. And he'll, at the end of the year, he'll say, hey, we paid you this. The next contract is not going to be that much because I didn't see as much return. Or maybe it'll be more because it was, the return was better than he thought. Like, we're still just brand new into this thing. Like, Spire might look at the next five-star quarterback that, we want and say, ooh, that $8 million, that was stupid. We way overshot. Or maybe they undershoot. Nico makes them a bajillion, and the next guy gets 10, 12, 13, 14, whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to all depend on how worth it the high school and college athletes are in reality. I mean, it's easy up front to say, offer him $400,000 so he'll come here. And the booster collectives have that money. They're not, a lot of them, I would guess, are not that worried about it. But that's because they're not worried right now when they have a huge stockpile of cash and they really don't know what the future looks like.
Mm-hmm.
They may end up eating a bunch of money, or they may realize that the market just is going to keep growing if these guys are making money for their businesses.
And we'll come back with more. Stick with us hour two as the NIL turns. Hour two continues. This segment brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Check them out online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. And make your appointment. Go see Drs. Malone or Costa. And take care of your teeth. Right here in West Knoxville. Cedar Bluff area. Easy to get to. Longtime sponsors of Fan Run Radio. Tell them you heard about them right here. It's KnoxvilleSmiles.com. You can make the appointment really easily online and get all set up. Read about it in the paper. Saban cracks me up. I feel like he's so old school. He probably reads the action.
Do you not remember that video? No, he 100% does. He sits down, he reads the paper with his cup of coffee and his two little Debbies. That's what he does.
You can read about it in the paper.
He has the same breakfast and the same lunch every day. He's a machine. Lettuce, tomato, and turkey. That's his lunch. Yeah. Yeah. Is he leaning into just the ignorance of like, we don't pay, but he knows his boosters do, right? I mean, everyone knows this. Like, the Alabama boosters they've been busted a million times doing this.
I know. They had the new suits. Nothing ever came of that. The Chargers, you know.
It's unbelievable. Former Florida State player, Travis Johnson, who went on to be drafted, tweeted out last night after the quotes started getting out about what Nick Saban said, ha, 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 y'all been paying players for years, since the 80s. They offered me six figures in 99 and 2000, and they gave Albert Means and his coaches six figures during that time, and now y'all want to swear you're not paying anyone? And then he says Alabama was NIL before NIL.
Everybody knows it.
I know. So why is Saban leaning so hard into this? And why is Jimbo over there saying, like, we didn't do that? No, we didn't do that. Yes, you did. It's okay, we know.
Need somebody like Dion who'll just say, yeah, we did it. It's legal. Here you go. Or like the Miami guy.
But even Dion said that was blatant lies.
Well, that it's perspective, right? It is.
I guess, yeah.
It is a lie that they paid him to go there. Barstool paid him.
And right.
Dion has a relationship with Barstool. He worked there at the time.
I think he still gets paid to do like a podcast or something. Yeah. Will it break him or make him stronger? That's the question.
That is the question.
It'll break him. I mean, he's in the news once a week now for crying about NIL. I'm losing a little bit of respect for him.
I didn't have much to begin with.
Matthew says this is just Saban rallying the boosters to get the money coming to him now.
Now, that makes sense. He's basically saying, look at what they're doing. They did all this.
I don't know if I can keep winning.
We may have to do it that way if y'all want to keep getting those number one recruiting classes. All right. Now, that's a good point. I buy that. He's basically saying publicly, like, here's what A&M did. Nobody did anything about it. Hello? Let's do that.
Yeah. Iceberg, lettuce, turkey, tomato salad.
Oh,
sorry, tomato.
Oh, salad. It's a salad. I thought it was a sandwich. It's tomato salad. Turkey, lettuce, and tomato salad. Mmm. Sounds pretty good. Mm. Minus the tomato.
Yeah, you're not a big tomato guy.
No, not. Not what's wrong with that? I like salsa, just raw tomatoes. Can't do it. Old Nick. I mean, did you see the pain in his eyes when he said, we were number two in recruiting? A&M was one.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not used to that. Where's Kirby to add in all this? You know, he's been kind of quiet.
Wait, what is the... On Three just... Or no, sorry, Shannon Terry just retweeted this from 9 hours ago, On Three. And it says, the thing I fear is we'll have to eventually just start paying the players.
Yeah. Why does that scare him so much? Is it because if they're employees, he has to treat them differently?
I don't know. Yeah.
The thing I fear Amazing. All these young players running around with money in their pockets. Oh,
the team made $3 million off of NIL last season between 25 different players. I don't know, we've already
seen
those numbers, but the more supporters we have for UA and all sports, the better for our program. The thing I fear is we'll have to eventually just start paying the players.
So there he is, rallying the boosters. The more support we have, the better. Wink, wink. I'm worried we're going to have to start paying the players just like A&M paid the players. Maybe, yeah, maybe he's not the dumbest guy in the room. Maybe he's just saying, hey, I'm not going to agree with this, but if you guys want to set up some collectives and do this, I mean, the numbers he gives out there are ridiculous when you think about Alabama football. 25 players, that's it. $3 million total, that's it. It's embarrassing. We know A&M, it was like a $500 minimum or $500,000 minimum for their recruiting
class. Bryce Young got what, a million of that 3 million?
It was 1 point something. Maybe that is exactly what he's doing. He's just saying, "Hey guys, wake up. You want me to keep winning?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to go get some of these guys. We might have to start paying the players." I don't know why you said that scares him. The thing I fear the most is that these players will make money. What is that? What stance is that? You know what? You coward, just quit. If you can't hack it, just get out of the game. Mm-hmm. It's passed you by.
Yep.
Bring someone in there who gives a damn.
I love that he stood up for the NCAA because this is... I'm gonna read two more paragraphs. I don't know... Maybe we should have just done the transcript of the whole thing. You've read some of this.
I read the ESPN article, and I'm sure they left some stuff out.
They chopped it all up, I hate, actually.
Like, was it out of order, too? Because I think the order in which you say a lot of this stuff kind of matters.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think what's funny is he's saying kind of what the NCAA went with initially, and all us people that follow college football said, this isn't going to work. They're just going to start paying players. They're just going to buy them players. Like, are you guys dense? Like, do you not understand what's about to happen? Apparently, he either didn't or is just boiling it down for stupid people that didn't realize this was what was going to happen. Because he's right with some of these statements, but just because you're right doesn't mean you're not an idiot in this regard. He said this, quote, "The issue and the problem with name, image, and likeness is coaches trying to create an advantage for themselves by going out and saying, okay, how can we use this to our advantage? They created what's called a collective. A collective is an outside marketing agency that's not tied to the university, that's funded by alumni from the university, and they give this collective millions of dollars. And that marketing agency then funnels it to the players, and the coach actually knows how much money's in the collective, so he knows how much he can promise every player. That's not what name, image, and likeness was supposed to be. That's what it's become, like, as we said it would." That was me putting it. "And that's the problem in college athletics right now. Now every player's saying, well, what am I going to get?" I think you read either some or all of that, maybe. He continued, "My philosophy is my job is to create a platform for our players to create value for themselves and their future by becoming better people, by graduating from school and developing a career on the field, and by seeing if they can develop a career on the field and play at the next level in the NFL. Our players have made $1.7 billion in the NFL since 2010.
Now that's a pretty good stat. $1.7 billion? Yeah, that's pretty good.
"It's a great concept for players. Players have always been allowed to work. This is just a different opportunity for them to make money by working and using their own name, image, and likeness, whether it's signing autographs, whether it's doing commercials for some company or whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. And I told our players when this thing started to get agents, to get representation, so they create opportunities for themselves. Last year, our players created $3 million in opportunities for themselves by doing it the right way, and I have no problem with that, and nobody had a problem on our team with that because the guys that got the money earned it. Now there were only 25 guys on our team that had the opportunity to earn money." So that's – you said most of that, but they chopped it up in another article a little bit more. It's a little cleaner when you kind of hear the whole thing. He's not wrong. All the NCAA folks – did think, oh, well, this will be fine. Like, they can just make a little money off their, you know, signing some autographs, doing a commercial here or there. And all the people that follow this stuff closely and study it said, whoa, you realize that this is just going to turn straight into how much money can I get when I come to your school to do these sorts of things, and it's going to become a recruiting problem. And all these regular folks that already cashed big checks from NCAA bigwig Mark Emmert all the way down to the grad assistant who hopes he's the next Nick Saban. All of those people just, like, didn't listen, weren't paying attention, or didn't care. And now Nick Saban's crying to his booster because he doesn't have the money to stay at number two in recruiting.
No, he's mad that he's at number two.
Right.
I don't know how I can say
number,
this.
They were number one, but they bought all their players, and we didn't do that. We couldn't. I mean, of all the things that were scrolling on the marquee when this NIL stuff came, the red blinking size 1 million font was, this will be used in recruiting.
Absolutely.
That was the one thing.
Absolutely.
And even if it's not up front, right, even if it's not like, look, we're going to give you $500,000 in a car and you're going to come here, it's going to be 1 year down the road. Wait, the guys at Tennessee made what last year? And Bam, like, it was always going to be that. Mm-hmm. There's no way it can't be.
Well, if you're a player, even if you're, quote unquote, doing it the right way, aren't you going to ask Nick Saban, hey, if I come play here, how much do you think I'll make with NIL? Because I'm considering Ohio State, and Quinn Ewers got $1 million. He wasn't even any good. So I figure I can get $1 million going there if I'm not good. And if I am good, I might get six. How much will I get at Alabama? I mean, isn't that a natural question? Even doing it the right way?
Yes.
I put that in
quotes. Yes, 100%. And the second you answer that question,
you just did what you just did. You're just a hypocrite.
Especially if you come over the top, right? If you say, oh, yeah, we can get you more than that. That's enticement. That's exactly
what he's
saying.
Preaching again.
Yeah, it's a joke. It's a joke.
I'm hypocrite.
He's just mad that people didn't wait the first year, that they just started right out of the gate doing it. But it was always going to happen.
Yeah. What am I going to get? Yeah, that's obviously the question.
Yeah. That's what you do when you take contract offers from Texas and Miami and LSU and Alabama. Like, you say, well, what do I get? Then you go back into the negotiation. Well, what am I going to get now for the next 4 years on the contract? Mm-hmm. That's what you do.
Yep. Yeah, sorry. Sorry the game changed. You should have fought this way ahead of time and come up with a better plan on how to pay them a different way. Then maybe this wouldn't be a problem, but you didn't care. You just wanted to cash your check as long as possible, and here you are. Hour 2 continues. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. They got you covered. Anything a bank can do, they can do it for you at the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. They're also hiring if you're in the job market. Just go to tvacreditunion.com for all the details.
Pour one out for the Coach Prime and Saban Aflac commercials. I think we're probably done there.
I forgot about those.
Probably done with Coach Prime and Nick Saban in the same commercials. I guess they could still continue to shoot separately, but yikes. That's kind of weird, right? Like, Saban, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm not saying they're buddies, but they've worked together a lot filming those commercials. I would assume they have. I guess they could do that separately and kind of splice it together.
I mean,
is Nick Saban about to lose the Aflac deal to Coach Prime because he's popping off about the worst thing in the world is these kids making money?
If they have to pick and choose one, I think we know who's getting the boot.
You think they'd dump Prime?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think they would. Saban's the bigger name right now.
I mean, yes, but like Prime's, I mean, he's just more charismatic. Like, Nick Saban's not a very good actor.
Nick Saban's kind of funny, though.
He can be. The writing's funny. I don't know that Nick Saban is funny.
Well, like, but it's funny seeing Nick Saban say some of that stuff.
Try to be, yeah. I got you.
I mean, they can just do Aflac commercials separately, right? Be fine. Just don't have them together. It is a little awkward that Saban's last one with Prime was all about how he loves the bling and the money. Remember that? Wasn't it a necklace with a dollar sign on it? Or maybe I'm making that part up.
Yeah,
I mean, it was definitely a big chain.
I thought it just said didn't it just say Aflac, and it was
okay. You know, diamonds and gold, you know,
grilled out and all that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Iced out.
What does he mean about players have been allowed to work? Doesn't the NCAA have rules against them not working?
Yes, they do. So I don't know. I mean, they can do stuff like in the summer, right? Like they can get jobs. I mean, I know, like, when the kids do summer camps at Alabama, don't they get paid some for that? Like, they would get something, I would imagine, right? I don't know how much or I mean, is that?
I just don't know what he means by players are allowed to work. Does he mean like work at football? Does he mean work like a little bit?
Or does he mean now they're able to work?
Oh,
you know, elsewhere and do NIL stuff.
He said players have always been allowed to work. This is just a different opportunity for them to make money.
I guess he's saying they've always worked towards being really good at football.
For free.
And that, yeah, for free. But that's building their value for the next level.
There's still a lot of Alabama players that never
I mean, he could
make any money in the
pros.
That
is a good stat, though, the $1.7 million since 2010. Like, that's a good selling point.
Billion, yeah. Billion.
Yeah, what did I say? Did I say billion?
I heard million. I don't know what you said.
Okay, I meant to say billion. But I just don't understand. That has to be what he's doing, though. It has to just be a call for his boosters to catch up. Because was that not the first number we got from the NIL stuff? Was it not Nick Saban saying, oh, yeah, well, our quarterback's making over $1 million? You think he said that initially thinking like, oh, yeah, no one's going to be able to touch that. We're Alabama. Nobody is going to pay a player over $1 million. And then A&M said, hold my beer.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that is the way it went down. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Jay on the horn. Let him weigh in. What's up, Jay? You're on 3 and Out.
Is Nick Saban high?
He's either very, very smart or very, very dumb right now, and I can't quite put my finger on which one I think it is.
Does he honestly believe, whether he's politicking or not, I don't know, but does he honestly believe that people think and are under the impression that Alabama has recruited for the last 10, 13 years, however long he's been there, at a level that has never been seen before in college football, and it's all been because he's handing out scholarships, 3 square meals a day, and a firm handshake?
Is that what he expects
us to believe?
That's what he wants you to believe. Or he's just maintaining plausible deniability so that, you know, I didn't know our boosters were paying money. I thought they just loved me, which is so bogus. Alabama has a rich history of boosters paying players. I mean, this is not new.
Yeah, it's why they hate Fulmer. Fulmer turned him in for it.
Yeah, the whole Albert Means thing. I read about that earlier. Like, that was, you know, Fulmer turning him in. Do you remember that, Jay? He got subpoenaed and had to, like, conference call in to the SEC media days because he was afraid he'd get served.
Absolutely. I remember that. If Fulmer went to Birmingham during that time or Alabama, he had to go with the National Guard. I mean, it was.
Oh, yeah.
They hated him for that. That's why, I mean, besides Fulmer beating their brains in every year, he also turned them in for cheating.
I mean,
it was double dose. And that's what, I don't know what Nick Saban is saying. I mean, surely he does it. I don't know if he actually believes that or if he's just saying this. But, you know, to me, Saban seems like a smart guy.
He's smart. He's smart. But he's also not afraid to just sit up there and lie straight to your face, which is scary.
That is wild. And it you know what this reminds me of? I mean, it kind of reminds me of Elon Musk and Twitter. You know, Musk came in, he wants to buy Twitter, he wants to, you know, have free speech and da-da-da-da and all this, and all these people on Twitter are getting really upset because they've had such a stranglehold on what's free speech and what's not and what's acceptable. And now it's like the same thing. It's like Saban has had such a stranglehold on college football and college football recruiting. I mean, we've never seen anything like this. And now him and Kirby even, they're starting to see the levee crack a little bit.
Yep.
And now they're saying, oh, wait, there's schools that have just as much money or more money than us, and now you can basically pay players openly under the guise of NIL. He's not wrong. Texas A&M did buy their class.
100%.
But it's pretty much legal now. You can do that. And now he's starting to see the levee break a little bit, and his grip. I'm not saying they're going to be a terrible program, but his grip is loosening a little bit.
They are afraid that what they've been doing illegally, but successfully, is not going to give them the advantage that they've enjoyed for so long. Guys like Dabo, guys like Kirby, guys like Saban, are they writing the checks? Are they handing the cash? No. Do they know it's happening? Yes. Now, their level of knowledge, I don't know. Like I said, coaches want to maintain plausible deniability, but they know that's been an advantage for them, and they're trying to do anything they can to keep their advantage and not let everyone else kind of, you know, into the pond. And it's just not working at all.
Well, Houston, two things. Do you not see a problem that Mark Emmert has hired Nick Saban, the president of the NCAA, has hired Saban twice at two different spots? Is that not a conflict of interest almost? I mean, that's his buddy. They have a good, I mean, to hire a guy twice, you clearly have a good relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, like, if Nate's running the NCAA and you're out here cheating your rear end off, Nate will probably try to give you a break or just look the other way.
I would hope so.
Adam will nail you to the wall, but Nate will look the other way,
you're
right?
You're right about that.
And so, to me, that's a problem. And, you know, and then that high school football coach in Georgia, what's his name, that, you know, he had, like, two different lives and...
Rush Probst.
Come on, man. Do you really think he's making up all that stuff that he was being secretly recorded? He pretty much laid it out how they cheated. I mean,
yeah.
The guy may be a sleazebag, but I don't think he's just making up every single bit of that.
Oh, I don't either. No, I mean, Jimbo Fisher basically said that a few months ago. He said that... He's like, I remember working for Alabama, and there was NIL before NIL. He's like, I've seen how it goes down. Like, so don't come at me now that I'm doing it legally and you just don't like it. He basically said, I know for a fact that Nick Saban's been cheating for years,
yeah.
And if he wants to open that can of worms, I got plenty of them, you know, to go around. Like, he basically said that, and now Saban's firing back. They bought their whole class. And if I'm Jimbo, I don't know why he's denying it. He should just say, yeah, we beat your ass on the field. We beat your ass off the field. Catch up or get out of the way.
Hey, man,
mm-hmm.
that Texas oil money's long and strong, brother.
You know it. And those guys are ready to win. They've been, you know, hanging around like should be good for a long time. I think they're ready to dump that money into it.
Yeah. He's a hypocrite, guys. I'll get off here.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Jay. Appreciate it,
Jay. There was more news in college football about limits to certain recruiting, which should help Tennessee, especially with a second-year coach. So we'll get into that next final segment, hour two. Final segment, hour number two. Nick Saban's not happy. It was a rule change that should help Tennessee and really teams like Tennessee, the boat they were in last year, even more so. The 25 limit is now no longer a thing. So it went from not being a thing.
For 2 years, right?
And Houston Nutt signing 40 guys in the class and then knowing that some of them, or a lot of them, wouldn't qualify, and mm-hmm. then he could cut some of them. And then even if he ended up getting 30 in, you know, he could process five more the next year if he needed to. And the problem was the transfer portal thing happened, and they mm-hmm. didn't put any good rules in for it, because if you had 20 guys transfer out, could only entice – well, if you had 20 guys transfer out, you couldn't even take in 20 new guys because you had the 25 cap, and they never adjusted that rule.
Well, and it was weird, right? Like, oh, if you have seven players that left before this date, you can replace them, but if they leave after that date or vice mm-hmm. versa, whichever it was. So it was like some schools were down to, you know, 70 scholarship athletes – with no way to fill the class. Didn't make any sense. But is this just a two-year thing, right? Until the portal kind of settles down?
I don't know. I didn't. Their problem with the NCAA is they make rules after the fact.
Of course.
Why not make the rule? Why not see this coming, put a rule in ahead of time, you know? I saw where Brian Kelly said, yeah, well, it shouldn't be a thing because they made this rule in 2017 when there was no transfer portal.
Right, right.
So, like, their rules just never – the rules never match what's happening in real time, ever.
And we said that at the time. We said that. We were like, if they're going to have the transfer portal and there's no limits on entry or transfers with one-time deal, you're going to have to do something that allows colleges to fill their roster. That actually – I agreed with people that said that is a health and safety concern because that's – more reps at practice, fewer people to, you know, go around and it, during a game if somebody gets hurt. I mean, it's just stupid. So at least they kind of got this right. Kind of. Took them long enough, but. But why did why did it take them a year?
I don't know. It was pretty simple. You know, like Herm Edwards told him this, what, 2 or 3 years ago, like, hey, I got 70 players because I can't get back to 85.
Yeah, I can't get more.
Even if I take 25 every year. This was yesterday. Division I Council relaxes restrictions for FBS football conference championship games. FBS conferences determine their championship game participants.
That's actually kind of weird. That's actually an interesting topic, too. Do you see that?
D1 annual signing, initial counter limits removed for, yes, you were right, next two academic years. I was trying to get that piece of information. And then, yeah, what are you saying about this now?
The NCAA has basically said the conferences will get to pick their title game participants. That it's not going to have to be, you know, two divisions and the winner of each division. But, like, essentially, they're saying, and I'm not saying they would do this, but essentially they're saying the SEC could say, there's no divisions, and we get to pick, in case of a tie, who would be the other team. Their discretion. I mean, they would probably want to have rules in place, but essentially, if there are no rules in place, and it was Alabama undefeated, they're going to play for the conference championship, but Georgia and Tennessee are tied at 11-1, well, we think Georgia would be a better matchup, so we're just going to pick Georgia. Or Tennessee or Florida, whatever. Essentially, no rules from the NCAA on how conferences, decide to play their championship game.
So is this? I mean, it's like the Ivy League used to have the regular season be like their champion, I guess you could theoretically have a regular season champion and just play a
kind of like
championship game that doesn't even matter or something.
Yeah, like kind of like, you know, SEC basketball. You've got the regular season champion, and then you go to the tournament. Which is
a tournament
essentially
champion that the SEC deems that team and gets the automatic
correct
bid. So yeah, like they're just giving more conferences more control over that.
Right. Greg Sankey told Yahoo Sports that they have had, quote, a year-long conversation about when we go to 16 teams, what will our divisions look like or what our schedule would look like. Those possibilities include no divisions. It's on our list. I hope so, Greg. We are not going to do it in a knee-jerk way in reaction to today's decisions. Essentially, the Pac-12 is going away with divisions, and they're just going to pick their champion every year. Or their two teams to play for the championship. But if they don't put the, you know, tiebreaker scenarios and what their plan is, they could just say, well, yeah, Southern Cal is going to draw more eyes, even though, you know, Stanford beat them head-to-head and they're tied, but we're going to go with Southern Cal because more people nationally will watch that game.
This says the limit was put in place in 2011 for the player thing. Houston Nutt did sign 37 players in 2009. So,
37.
Yeah.
I respect the hustle. He was a scumbag, too.
But if your coach has depleted your whole roster and you need 37 just to get back to 85 in one particular class, that should be allowed. I don't understand
the
problem.
I agree. You've got the 85 scholarships. Why not use them?
Yeah. Hour 3 next.